this morning, just one brief thought. We begin Palm Sunday by recalling our Lord's triumphal entry into Jerusalem and conclude by recalling his betrayal, suffering, and death. Don't lose sight of that contrast. It's deliberate. The very crowds who welcomed our Lord into Jerusalem with cries of Hosanna in the highest would, within the span of just a few short days, call for his execution with cries of Crucify him. Crucify him. How fleeting is public approval. How little it is worth. And you know, Palm Sunday is the only Sunday in the year in which somebody other than a bishop, priest, or deacon proclaims the gospel. On Palm Sunday, we all proclaim the gospel because we all had a role in our Lord's suffering and death. And what were some of those lines you said again? Take him away from here. Hail, King of the Jews. Come down off that cross. Crucify him. Crucify him. And with no shortage of irony, this you say while clutching a palm branch. Let's just give thanks to God that he uses even our worst sins, even our deepest faults, to bring about his deepest designs. Christ our Lord said, "No one takes my life away from me. I lay it down freely." That's why on Palm Sunday, as always, let's recall that it was not the nails that held Christ our Lord to the cross. It was his love for you.